in the parsha, the Torah quotes the brachas by Bilam, and the third one he says a pasuk of Hen Om Kulavi Yakum V'Kari Yisnaso. So Rashi says over there in the pshat, Rashi says it's talking about when they wake up in the morning, they get up like a lavi, which is a female lion, and a hari, they get up and they take the mitzvahs, they grab mitzvahs. So the question is, what exactly is the gevur, the connection of an ari and a lavi to chatifas mitzvahs? They do mitzvahs with a chatifa. So Morale says that this is pashur shot in the pasuk, because if you just want to say they're like an ari or they're like a lavi, why does it talk about the dev yakum and yisnaso? It says it must be talking about the fact that as they're arising, they're doing something. So that's the pashup. He feels that's the pashup shat, and the greatest gevur, which there is the gevur of doing mitzvahs. That a human being is able to reach beyond the physical level which we have, and move instead into the world of ruchnius, and to hop into the world of ruchnius. That's an extraordinary thing. The human being is able to go above and beyond the physical world into the world of ruchnius. That's a tremendous gevura. Brings a chazal. Chazal say that a Talmud Chacham is like an Isha, he's chalash like an Isha. He has a gewaltig gevura, he's able to be chaytiv mitzvahs. So the true gevura, which of the pasuk is comparing Klal Yisrael to, is the fact that they're able to be chaytiv mitzvahs and grab mitzvahs. So Pashat Yutaych over here, the Nakud over here is the Nakud of grabbing. Why chatifas mitzvahs? Is the Nakud of Zrizus. That Klal Yisrael wakes up in the morning, first thing in the morning, ready that they're doing that. It's interesting, the Revolva in Alei Shur, Chelu Beis, talks about that. He says that he sees in this the element of not just of Gevura, not of Zrizus, but the element of Simcha. That there's a Simcha which is expressed by the person when he does a Maisa, and the Maisa, when he does it with a Simcha, the Mela there's a Zrizus, the Mela there's a person's able to rise above his nature. And go beyond his physical limitations when he's excited about it, when he feels good about it. There's a simcha involved. He brings the lashon of Ruchaim Vital. The Ruchaim Vital says that a person is able to raise off the ground, like he's almost as if it's worse, his wings, which raise him off the ground, are smech b'chelkoi and simcha b'mitzvah. Those two elements allow a person to rise above the physical limitations of the world around him and go on to a different world. So it's not enough to do mitzvahs alone, that what's important is to do mitzvahs with feeling of excitement and simcha, the fact that you're zeichet to do a mitzvah and that you're doing a mitzvah of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and a klai is zeichet to be connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Bilam sees that klai does that. He says, how is it possible to give a klal to them when they're above their lamalamina teva? So he says to Balak, what's your havamina? They're an am kalaviya kumakiriyas nasah. And therefore, and that's the Hemshech of the Pasuk. Because the problem is, what's the Hemshech of the Pasuk otherwise? Because they chayt the mitzvahs, therefore, so they're going to overcome any challenges in front of themselves, both in their own accomplishment of Ruchlias and in any limitations which the Umash Olam are going to put in front of us, Christ will be able to be miskaper. And you see, there's a Galdiga Gvura, the stories about Yidden Mimikai mitzvahs in the concentration camps, etc. We were in Siberia and all the different places. It was when a person had a gewaltige feeling of excitement about doing it, he was able to overcome all obstacles. For us, the challenge is we get up in the morning, and the first thing the person should do is says, Rebbe Bereshit, you know, said, he says he has Rachmanis on a goy. He wakes up in the morning, and Rukiveger and the Ksois and the Sibras are waiting for him to eat. So he has something to wake up for. It's such a geschmacker world to wake up for. And the goy, what does he have to wake up for? So it should be hard for the goy to get out of bed. But for us, it's supposed to be very easy. A person get up and do mitzvahs and lantara. And that's an attitudinal change that we have to accomplish, that it's exciting to get out in the morning, it's exciting to dive and exciting to learn. A tremendous challenge. That this is the source of our bracha to overcome all of the challenges which are in front of us, is the idea of simcha in the mitzvah. Shabbos.